Wow, time flies,
goodness.
Huh? Okay, today is August 11th, 2005, and I'm sitting here with Clyda Christensen. I'm a prolactonin counselor, and also present is Teresa Carlson. So, Clyda, whenever you feel comfortable, you can go ahead and talk.
I'm Clyda Christensen. I'm from originally from Carluk. I was born in Carluk, 1920. I'm 85 years old. I turned 85 in June. My husband is 79. He'll be 80 next month. And he is sick with Alzheimer's. But I've been taking care of him since for 10 years. But now I'm getting help from everybody from the Island Cove here in Kodiak. We moved in June. And he was in the hospital for 2.5 months last winter. I was born in Carluk, and I grew up in Carluk. I got married to my first husband in Carluk, which is Teresa's real grandpa. That's his grandpa that she knows now, though. And my mother died when I was 9 years old, but I remember her real well. Nalunitaka tukungan mama ka. Nain uksong kaya nga. Papa ka. He was from Sweden. But my mama, Alutik, she was full-blooded Aleut, my mom. She never spoke real good in English. Rikan sachin ni watan ni lungo kalu teach to khlenak ni watal khya hun kuda miklim ni alu teach to khlenak ni watal khya kut kushin awa skolo khshokhtam da uchitilyam ulekhchlu da alu teach ni wan khamak alu teach ni khushkum da eham thun tiqa khlu da ruler mak ruler shinamak Awai hui aling yo bakcha niwanak alu teachin. Klamen wong klami wam talcha gud skolo khuda amlishina khudung ushilkhaqat over 80 up to 100 ushilkhaqat skolo khuda. Awalu recess kumda klami wamluda klami with hide and seek That's hide and seek. Awalu chali mayachi khluda softball, playing with the softball mayachi khluda. Chali lukachula khluda in the swing. Tamslu chali barang khtalkhida way up on the, I don't know how you call the bar in Aleut. Exerciser quick quack. Tawani hodnlu. We would put our arms back and grab our clothes. Tawani literally, we would be swinging. Kachula chdun. Tawani. I don't know how to say it in Aleut anymore. I'm forgetting to talk in Aleut because he don't talk to me in Aleut anymore. Lots of words I'm trying to forget because I don't have nobody to talk with me anymore. And I have to try and think of the words I'm trying to say. Away, salmon flu and come the recess come the away one nicklota. Ilabat needing nakhena looky test new cut allotish new ila unanal yet newhushkan newhushkum the awalu nalimda itakhloni. Blackboard man ikakaloko hamani kochinak niyuk nuknak niyuchta alu teachin 1, 2, 3, how many words we say in Aleut. They would write it down as like this, 1, 2, 3, in the blackboard. That many times uchitliam pekahaluta in our hands. Sometimes our hands would swell up, it would be so hard. It could just red. Our hands would get just red. It was a white oak ruler, real thick and real big. He used to use that all the time. Away ushilha tamamta ushilhaagni niwani khlota lu teachton. Alingi ushlugu ruler tohuna. Away a year after ukshukhlunda tadan niwani khlota ukshukht kajam niwani khlota away American sach tohlena niwashukhpakhta. No more alutek. Alutish niwa kuna ta skolumi. Away American sach tohlena. Hui mama kakishin akkuma home. After school, mama mnyo kohta kigura lu teach tun. Papa mnyo kohta American saach tun. So I spoke two languages from since I was little. English and, you know, my dad talked in English, my mom in Aleut. So it wasn't hard for us to learn in school. But we just quit talking Aleut in school. Nothing but English. Because we were scared of that ruler. Ushilhaat, onkuda akhyaagni, skolumi. We would be watching each other, the girls, to see if they say anything in Aleut. We still was the second year. We still was like that, going to school. And the boys was different. If they swore in school, the teacher had us girls wash their mouth out with soap.
Just to swear.
A shilngok mag nyukushkan. A shilngok mag alu teach nukong kuda abakaloko. A shilngok mag nyukhtudin. Swear akhtudin. Merik. Sri magbut nu tanukahat nisuku ashak adam chnak or outside their homes maybe nisudang lisudang kanan nakhmak kanakhalodang. Yeah, that's right, kanakhalodang ashilingwaham. Hongkudalu kaduhing wakas kumta Friday ni kaduhta kit kut uchitilim. Awalu kadukhik kumda niuchi kagod tanuh nalyat tanuhak na da kanha ukhto khuluko mila khubu khami imhut kaluko triap kangchuk triap kak is a clot tohna triap kangchuk imhut kaluko what in the end of the stick what in the makhluk to huna to huna lu milaman akkuluku milaman lu akkut kashkum to khan khit ukhto khan khit ukhto slugi tan noha khat lu meqat sul mushahlu dang qial dang lu dushnik man klamen mekhaya to khulatan uchitliat chumi ashilngut chumi qayullin chalitaatn litnohulata away mama qat tuqukkaajan nine uksunkhla mama qat tuquwagta tamam dam miknata hu nine uksunkhla sister qa mini 10 uksunkhla ni taatn ahuluta to 1 year old, 8 of us to 1 year old from 10 to 1. 8 of us was actually there was six of us. Two died while my mom was still living. Six of us she left behind. There was eight of us altogether from my dad. And away mama katakukajan papam a uchitilam a kukunaksuda chamaut chamawamun to chamawa singinakki kutawaut uchitilam. The teacher tried to send us to chamawa, all of us kids, after my mom died. And my dad told him, no, I'm not going to send my kids away from this village. I want to be with them. Nyukhluni. Hui chokyak chakanka magud village khmyukhat. Mani nunami shud magud igayok chikat nga. People helped each other. Mm-hmm. They will help me. Katerina, Jackie, Mama, Jackwick. Krosnan, Dognatuwachto, her godmother took her. Then Oscar, my brother, his uncle took him. But my brother Martin, Annie, and my brother Martin and my sister Minnie stayed together. In the house with my dad and my sister Annie. They stayed together. Those three he kept, they were the ones he wanted to keep. Me, I had a foster mother, Stella Carlson, her. First, I was staying with her grandma for not even a year after my mom died. But I was too mean to her daughter. The only youngest daughter she had, she was the same age as me. I guess I was too strong for her or something. I can't keep her because she don't get along with my daughter. She's too mean to my daughter. I was mean to her daughter, I guess, I don't know. But I remember them talking. She had interpreter though. She couldn't talk in English real good. She had interpreter for herself. But I remember them saying that. And so I always remembered it all the time. Why, Papa Mishlanga, not even that one winter, still am tuwachtanga. Still am me anglishyanga. From the time I was 10 years old, 15, uksungshwa, real grandpa na wing wachcha. Papa wing kwahlwa. Nasuluku hui, wing nak. Nasuluku tanduhach. My foster mother, Stella, your dad wants to see you after school. Shut the door a little bit so he don't listen too much. She said, you better shut the window so he wouldn't be cold. Stella, after school. I was 15. I was so glad to be with them all the time. I grew up, you know, I was 5 years with them. I loved to be with them. I loved them all. I still always love Alberta. Always tells me that I'm just like her mom. They knew me as a sister, you know. I got along with them because I liked them all. I don't know why I didn't get along with Dora. She was too much of a baby, like, you know. Well, that was her only daughter, too. Mm. She, youngest one. I guess that's why I was mean to her, because she was too much of a baby. And me, I was not. She was seeing me, just me, 9 years old. Away, angli wachcha stela me. After school, stela mpichanga papa wants to see you after school. She was with me, aling wachla, kayo micho bichomasha. I never tried to get in trouble when I was really young, as a girl. What did I do? And then I was, huimialing wachla, asaklu nita puyu hochtachanilwa. As in stelam puyu hochtachkinga, 13 uksunkla 14 chak. She knew takinga, kita puyu hualinga, you know, buldurum nak puyu hochtachitumi. Those little sacks, you know, buldurum sacks. Maybe you've never seen them, but they had buldurum sacks. My foster parent, Alberta's mom, Stella, used to tell me, make me a cigarette. I didn't know how. She showed me how to put the paper, and she told me to hold it like this and put tobacco, you know. So I started rolling them. And pretty soon, when I was 13, I think she told me, every evening she let me make about 3-4 of them. I start, and pretty soon she says, light it for me. So I start lighting it for her. I lit it for her. She never got mad or anything because she was teaching me, I guess. So I started to smoke when I was 14. I learned how to smoke when I was 14 with Boldura. So every time after we wash banyo, I knew she'd be washing banyo and she'd be smoking in there. After everybody's done washing banyo, I'd go in there and look for stubs or whatever you call them. I wasn't for your hochtel inside in the banyo party, and I threw it all by myself. And then when I got to be 15, though, I quit. I didn't like it anymore. I choked once, that's why. I think I quit. I choked on it, and I quit. No more. I never did smoke after that. I never smoked. Like, we tried to, him and I, we used to try to smoke, my husband, his first husband and I. We both couldn't learn really, really good. I guess we just didn't smoke anymore. When we were in our 20s, we didn't smoke no more. Tawagan, tawai papam nukhwa. Ayekwi alinglwa hui. Umi alingwakta, what did I do? Why does my dad want to see me for? What did I do? That's why I'm telling you about smoking. I thought maybe he heard that I was smoking or something. But I was thinking, I go to school every day. The teachers never tell me that I'd done anything wrong. Why does Papa want to see me? He never did that. So I went and see him, and I was just scared. And I was 15 years old. And I said, Papa, did you want to see me? How come? And he says, yeah, because my sister Minnie Martin, Annie was in, God bless them all, they're all. And he says, yeah, come with me inside in the bedroom. He brought me in the last bedroom. And he shut the door and he started talking to me. I didn't know him. He was going to let me get married. I didn't know. I always remember him saying, do you like this boy? Do you like that boy, Nicanor? Yeah. I didn't know what was going on. I just said, yeah, I like him. Because he's in the village, you know. He never done it to me, you know, Nicanor. So that's all he said to me. He didn't tell me he was going to let me get married. So they got together again with her grandma, Babu. And that's how I got married. They, pretty soon that blind lady came and she got me out of my foster home, took me out of there, and everybody was crying. Matilda, August, Victor, before Alberta was kind of small, and Frankie was, Frankie was pretty big. He's the one that used to call, try to call me Mama because I had to take care of him after Alberta was born. Mm. Alberta was born since when I was still with them. I was 15. And Frankie was small, and he used to sleep with me all the time. I took care of him because he was still in diapers. Frank Carlson. Mm-hmm. And so he started calling me Mama. I said, I'm not your mama. There's your mom. I'm still a young girl. I'm thinking I don't have no babies. He used to call me Mama. No, I'm not your mama. But he got so used to me, he started calling me Mama. He was just little when Alberta was born, when he was about 1.5 or 2, maybe. He thought I was his mom because I took care of him so much, you know. And I didn't know. Her Baba came one day after I was with my dad, and she told Alberta's grandma, Mrs. Green, we used to call her Babu, and Babu told me, oh, adakhpata wingkwakwato maten. It still didn't register in my head what they're doing. I didn't know they call husband wingkwakwai, you know, because we didn't talk Aleut in that foster parent I had. They talked nothing but English, but then Babu Green talked in Aleut to me. She told me, adakhpata wingkwakwato maten. And it didn't bother me. I don't know what she was saying. That means your dad is going to let you get married.
Adakhpat, your father.
Yeah, adakhpat wingkwakwato maten.
He's going to,
because I didn't know.
Have a husband or something.
Adakhpat wingkwakwato maten. Your dad is going to let you get married. You're going to have a husband. I didn't know what it meant because I didn't know boys, you know. Before, you know, girls and boys didn't know nothing. I was 15 years old, I didn't know what sex was or nothing. But I used to hear them talking about, I remember Mary Ann's grandma. She used to come to Mrs. Green, Babu and her used to get together. One time I always remember her saying in Aleut, I was cleaning up and I used to mop floors, and then after school I used to wash socks for, you know, the boys. Used to use homemade socks all the time. They never bought. Stella made homemade socks for them all the time. We did our chores in there after school. I'd pack water with the kids, with Victor and August, Matilda. Matilda wasn't very big either yet. And I used to teach Matilda how to pack wood, you know, a couple pieces, or go bring them home now. Our shed was way down by the lagoon, and we had to go up steps, like, you know. We pack wood from there. And I liked that, packing wood and making kingling and let the boys pack. And then the boys would get lazy to pack wood. I'd tell them, I'm going to tell on you guys to Babu. You guys are just playing and letting me do the work alone. Then they come back and, I'll pack some wood. And they'd pack wood. And then when you get done packing wood, tell me if the box is full. Because I'd be down in the shed letting them pack wood. Alberta and Victor and August. Oh, I told my pop to una grandma te wakta one day. I cried, I didn't want to go. Everybody was crying. Stella was crying, the kids was crying, Babu was crying. They didn't want me to go. They didn't want to let me go. And I didn't know why she come and get me, and I went with her because she said, Papa, but you wacht starten. She said, My dad told her to come get me. So I went with her because I was all scared of my dad. And so I went with her. And that's how I got married to her real grandpa. Yeah.
Did they, did the older ladies teach you beforehand, before you got married, so you know what to expect?
No.
Just a big surprise?
It was a surprise to me. I didn't know. And I had to sleep with him. And I was just scared to sleep with him. And I, when he started to touch me, I said, "Don't touch me. Don't touch me." He said, "Well, you're going to be my wife." He was 21, I was only 15. See, I didn't know nothing. I didn't know what men and women do. I know they slept together, wives and, you know, husbands or whatever, dads and mothers, you know, sleep together. Because my mom and dad never slept together. I always slept with my dad in the last room when I was little, growing up. And my mom, we only had two bedrooms and, you know, six of us in their house. My mom had a big wide bed, real wide one. It was real low like this, old time ones, you know. And feather beds, you know, big feather bed. Well, the other kids would sleep like little sardines with mom. And then some on the floor, feather mattresses. Nothing but feather mattresses we had them days. And when you fix them up, you know, oh, my arm is hurting again. Where's that arm thing? That's from exercising this morning. Oh, boy. That, no way. Yeah. I got tendonitis or something right in here. I was exercising this morning down at Island Cove. That summer, how you call engaged it in Aleut, I don't know. That summer I used to play in...
Kasuchi something. Is married
Kasuda. Yeah, but then like being engaged, I don't know how to say it in Aleut. I was engaged now to him, you know. But that summer, I didn't stay with them. I stayed with my uncle and his wife in Tanglefoot, where they were fishing. Her real grandpa used to fish in Tanglefoot too. They used to live in tents before the families when they're fishing. The families would go to Tanglefoot with their kids, you know, live in the tents summertime. It was nice.
Mama Tanglefoot.
In Carlock. Tanglefoot they call. We used to walk on the beach, you know, to go there, or either on the boat or row, you know, on the dories to be. 40s to call them.
How do you say that in Aleut, Grandma?
Dorahun. So Angwahaluda Achtalkhagut. How do they call Tanglefoot? Aleut used to have a name for Tanglefoot.
Ilachduskak.
No, Tanglefoot. I forgot it. Cape Carlock, Tanglefoot. I might think about it sometimes. See, I don't say those words anymore. I'm forgetting them. Kutuluk. Yeah. Kutulukman is a beach. That's what it was named, Kutuluk. As Kuda is a beach, you know. Kutuluk. That was Tanglefoot. Yeah, I just haven't think about it.
Kutuluk. I was trying to write down the place names because so many people can't remember the names anymore.
Oh.
Like, well, Karluk is Kaluk.
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 Karluk is Kalu. Kaluni is the village. Kaluni Kalunun is the village. Kalunun. Kalu is. We're going to the village too, I guess it has three names.
Just doing Kalu. Apartahat Larsen Bay.
Uyak.
Uyak.
Uyakshak.
Uyakshak.
Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Uyakshak.
Uyakshak.
Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Uyakshak. Because her real grandpa used to go hunting up there too. Yeah. Why we caught him ping iron a tanuhak tamakaga tanuhang chok tamakaga no a young jung ping khalkhanga babing khanga we caught him grandpa anak grandpa pamnakum a young jung Pinkhiabuk. Tokunahyangjuka Shulhia with blue eyes. Because my dad has blue eyes, and I was born with blue eyes, but I changed. And I had real blonde hair. Same thing happened to my little girl. She was born with blue eyes and blonde hair. Everybody in the village came to see her. They couldn't believe I had the blue eyed baby. Because her real grandpa was a full-blooded Aleut. Mm-hmm. Well, I had Aleut too, but my dad had blue eyes, and I was born with blue eyes, but I changed. Because his dad told me the same thing. How you changed, I cannot believe, because I held you in my arms when you had blue eyes and blonde. He was telling his friends in Seattle when he first met me. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe this second husband of mine here, Charles. We went to see his dad after I married him. That's how I found out that I had blue eyes and blonde. He was telling everybody. I cannot believe my daughter-in-law, how she had changed. I held this girl in my arms when she was blonde and blue-eyed. And I said, no wonder my first baby was born with blue eyes and everybody came to see her. From old Karluk, even, you know, where old Karluk is, in Karluk. Mm-hmm. People from over there even came to see her, which never came to our house before. Everybody heard that I had a baby with blue eyes. But she didn't live. She changed, though. She was 9 months old and her eyes changed. They weren't blue anymore when she died. They turned dark too. They were getting darker, but then she still had reddish hair when she died. My hair was always reddish when I was young. Yeah, that was something. I wish I could have recorded at that time. Yeah, I never forget. Then after she died, she was 9 months old when she died. She got sick all of a sudden. We had no health aid, you know, we didn't know what happened to her.
How do you say that?
I was still nursing her.
How do you say that in Aleut?
Doctor Rainata, Igashwinata, how would you say health aid?
How do you say to make them better, to what the doctor does? Starts with an S. I'm thinking Susnaista, that's a hair cutter.
I wouldn't know how to say health aid either in Aleut. Maybe there is a name.
Doctor
Achwak. Doctor Achwak, Abachaloko. The Magan Pilmu could sell it to me. Uchitlium Kimi, Igayukta Kigut. Shuknagan Uchitlium. igayohloko, whatever he can do, you know, to help. He had medication, all kinds of medication. The Bureau of Indian Affairs would send, you know, to school for the children, ahlak, that's going to school, and the village too. Tamagani gayoh ta kegut uchitilyam shuknaakan. And kishin shukna pelkha uchitilyam pijingutan nilke. Nalulugu chakaymak knaa. Pijingut kunaak. Tukum king ulkha awa baby katakukajan. Awa 1935. Took a baby car, just 2 months before I was 16. April. What? Oh, April 18th. April 18th, no. April 18th, Lizzie's baby was born. 19th was Bella's. We all three girls got married together. Lizzie got her baby 18th. Bella got her baby 19th of April. Mia got mine 21st. Mm. Yeah, that's how I was remembered.
Bella.
She was a girl that got married the same time I did. Mm. All three of us girls, we were all underage. They made us get married. I don't know why. So we all got babies the same month. The same month we got married, we all must have got pregnant. Same month we got married, we all got pregnant. Yeah, it was so funny.
How do you say pregnant? Kumich?
Kumichluta. Kumichluta. Kumichluta, our same month. September month kashuluda. Same month tohna werna September month kumyakhluda tamamta. Awai. Tamamta na lumalut. Kashuja tohluda dorahun. Maotia tohluda dorahun. Nanilu natnilu chulukhpachta ingluhwaman awai tamlukhila dohuni September month. I think that we are going to be able to get the three of us. In a court, the oldest lady, there was Catherine Chichinov's mom, was the oldest one. She was one of them to get married to. There were four of us couples. In a court, we are going to be able to get the three of us. We are going to be able to get the three of us. We are going to Oh, gee, we were supposed to go to and see the doctor at 3 o'clock.
Well,